From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast, your community radio on demand, where we celebrate our people, our stories, and all the beautiful, messy, glitter-coated joy of queer life in Phoenix and beyond. I'm Billy Foster, and before we get into this week's guest, I've got to ask, am I glowing? Because I feel like I'm glowing. This week in San Francisco, at Folsom, it was unforgettable, and honestly, a little life-changing. From the moment we walked in until the moment we left, Folsom was wall-to-wall humanity. Every shape, every size, every background, every fetish you can imagine. And the beauty of it, no one yucked anybody's yum. Whatever you were into, there was space for you. Whatever you never tried, there's somebody happy to tell you about it. Wrestling, spanking, piss, play, pups, uniforms. If it exists, there was a booth, a demo, or a conversation happening. For some people, Folsom is an awakening. For me, it was evolutionary. Now, this was a working trip, so we didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of the touristy things, but we did sneak out to Marshall Beach, the nude beach. Sounds sexy, right? Except there's a catch. We showed up in tank tops and shorts, thinking Desert Logic would work in San Francisco. Meanwhile, locals in overcoat looked at us as if we lost our minds. In the nude section, of course, it's not like, you know, right at the entrance. That's too easy. You've got to climb, you've got to risk a little, you've got to earn it, and we did. When we got over there, we finally stripped down, braved the wind, and even met up with Donnie and Chris from Rolo Dogs, plus a new friend, Rob. We grabbed some photos, then we dodged the high tide and scurried back up those hills like guilty little exhibitionists in flip-flops. But here's what really helped make this trip special, the people. Donnie and Chris, while we didn't necessarily travel together, we knew we were both in town, and so then we chose to hang together. And everywhere we turned, there were more friends from Phoenix, from Palm Springs, from all over. Folsom, it really felt like old home week. There was only one friend that was missing, Joey, and we're really bummed that we didn't get to see him. But Joey, if you're listening, thanks, we'll see you next year. Sorry we didn't make it work this time. Between all of that, we soaked in some San Francisco flavor. We hit the San Francisco Eagle, where we saw some more work by Jeremy Novi, some art by Bearpad. We joined the Bluff Social. We got to, I didn't have any cigars, but boy, there were plenty of cigars that went around. Leather and the whole vibe. We ate in the Castro. Tonight, I even went and had a super burger for my cheat day burger, for my cheat day meal, sorry. And let me tell you, it was so freaking good. And I was so hungry that I forgot to take pictures. So there won't be a review for this trip, but I'll be sure to do it next time. And even while we were away, don't worry, we were keeping tabs and our fingers on the pulse of Phoenix. We heard about all the crazy rain and even the hail down in Levine, and how Grit got hit hard, but still pushed forward and delivered an incredible experience for everyone who attended. We can't wait to be back there this coming weekend to join the fun ourselves. And yes, we know the ticketing system had some issues and we apologize. So it's running on a basic mode until we can smooth out some of the kinks. Thanks for being patient with us as we get this resolved. But beyond the food, the fetishes, the storms, and even the tech headaches, there's something deeper in all of this. And I want to take this moment and thank Daddy Cat, Eric. The glow I'm carrying right now, part of that's from him. That's connection. That's experience. And for me, it was evolutionary. This weekend was a chapter I'll never forget, and one I'm already counting the days to repeat. So yeah, am I glowing? I think I am. With that energy, with that charge, I'm so excited to bring you to this week's episode of the Gay PHS Podcast. Today we're bringing the heat and the hot dogs as Donnie and Chris from Roro Dogs join us at the Rainbow Tinted Microphone. Before that, let's hand it over to Brian for the events you need to know about this week.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, hey, Gay PHXers, it's your glitter-fueled nightlife navigator, Brian, and sliding into your ears with another Brian's Hot 3, your spicy, sparkly, and sometimes shirtless guide to what's going down in Phoenix this week. And yes, babes, I'm back. Back on the rainbow-tinted mic, back with the gossip, the glitter, and the gigs you don't want to miss. If you've been wondering what's hot, let me catch you up. We first have Ash and Leather Cigar Pit on October 3rd. If the scent of leather and the curl of cigar smoke makes you feel right at home, you'll want to go onto the patio at Newtown Saloon this Thursday. The Arizona Men of Leather and Arizona Women of Leather are hosting Ash and Leather Cigar Pit. It's all about great cigars, great company, and the perfect excuse to flex your leather look. And once you've smoked them, you've got them, and it's time to sharpen your aim. The Great Dart Throw, October 4th at The Rock. Friday afternoon, it's darts at The Rock for the Great Dart Throwdown. Just $5 to enter, and the bar is matching the pot up to $150. Doesn't matter if you're a pro or you've never hit the bullseye in your life, this is your chance to compete, cheer, and maybe pocket some prize money. Grab a drink, grab some darts, and get ready for the showdown. But when the darts are down and the sun sets, it's time to trade your flights for fur and your bullseyes for bears. We have Bear Encounters Tidal Wave at Paddle's Bunkhouse Saloon on October 4th. It will be teaming up with Tidal Wave DJs to bring you a furry dance floor frenzy, and the Bears of the West will be behind the bar for their classic beer bus, pouring the beer while you're jamming to the beats. It's the perfect mix of cold brews, hot moves, and more bears than you can shake your growler at. And that's your Brian's Hot 3 for the week, babes. As always, they're just some of the highlights. For more events, photos, and queer chaos, head to gayphx.com and scroll the glittery goods for yourself. And hey, if you love what you're doing, help us keep slaying. Share the podcast, tag your crew, text that ex you still kind of like. Let them know this isn't just a podcast, it's a party in your ears and a voice belongs here. We don't have a transmitter, we don't have a broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you. So keep listening, keep showing up, and keep being the reason Phoenix keeps shining. Coming to you from the rainbow-tinted mic, I'm Brian, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX podcast.
Phoenix, are you ready to scream? Grit is back, and this time, the pool is gone dark. The Scream Pool Party. Where sexy meets spooky, and hauntings await around every corner. It's dark, it's sexy, it's a blast, and you've got 5 shots to experience it before it vanishes into the night. Dive in, Phoenix. Tickets at gaphx.com. Scream with us at Great.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma, and I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about DoxyPep. Are you hooking up, living your best life? Keep it hot and healthy with DoxyPep, a little pill that helps protect you against STIs after sex. DoxyPep. Doxy is short for doxycycline, and PEP is an abbreviation of post-exposure prophylaxis, meaning taking a pill after sex. You've probably heard of PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's taking meds before being exposed to HIV. But DoxyPep goes like this. Take one doxycycline dose soon after sex, for sure within 72 hours. This helps prevent bacterial infections such as syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea. If doxycycline sounds familiar to you, yes, it also treats STDs. Ask your provider if DoxyPep is right for you. And if your provider doesn't know about DoxyPep, inform them. or find a provider that meets your full sexual health needs. Live your best life with DoxyPep.
Phoenix, are you ready to drain it out? Drain Your Nut Phoenix returns Thursday, October 16th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And this is the play party everyone's talking about. Straight from L.A., it's an unapologetic, no ego, no pressure night where you set the rules.
Yeah.
3 hours, one room, endless possibilities. Whether you're there to watch, connect, or go all the way, this is the space where boundaries drop and desires take over. Capacity is limited, so don't wait. Secure your spot now and get all the details at gayphx.com. That's gayphx.com. Phoenix, come ready, come curious, and be prepared to drain your nut.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today's guests are serving up Phoenix Pride one bun at a time. Nestled in the heart of Roosevelt Row, their fast casual hot dog shop blends locally sourced sausage, artisan buns, and wild toppings with options for vegans too. It's comfort food with flair, served in a space that celebrates art, identity, and the joys of First Friday. Please welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, Donnie and Chris with Roro Dogs. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Yeah, thank you.
Let's start with the story behind Roro Dogs. How did this idea come about, and why hot dogs?
This is Chris, and I'm a retired realtor. And as I was thinking about retiring, I said to Donnie, we should do something with my office, because I've had this real estate office for 18 years. And it took him about 60 seconds, and he said, have you ever thought of hot dogs? And I pictured the layout of how the office would convert into a hot dog shop, and it took me about 60 seconds to say, let's do it. And the rest is kind of history.
And so how does that influence what you do as far as dogs?
Yeah.
We're on Roosevelt Row, and as First Friday is on Roosevelt Row, and there's a lot of tourists and students and so on. And so we thought that was a strong point, that this is a good location, and it is. But still, it's a small business, and in the summer, the tourists and the students go home, and it gets tough.
Understood. And when do those students come back, and when do the visitors come back here?
The visitors, we have two different visitors that come back. We have our seasonal visitors, which we call lovingly snowbirds. And we also have students. So there's a lot of campuses around here. We have ASU, we have U of A, we have an NAU campus down here. And they all come back towards the end of August. And the snowbirds themselves start trickling in, I would say, after Halloween, when it really starts to cool down.
And then the students, when does that? It's been so long since I've been in school.
About mid-August.
Mid-August.
They start returning to school, yeah. And then classes start right towards the end of August.
And then you live above your shop, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we live above this shop. Chris has lived here for 20 years. He bought this unit in 2005. It's very unique in that the bottom is commercial, and we live above our shop. It's a small shop. It's only 300 square feet, and we pack all of our delicious hot dogs into that little spot. And we live right above, which makes for a short commute, and it's a wonderful, unique experience, especially for Phoenix.
It's so funny because I used to work off Roosevelt Row as well down at CBS at Central there in Roosevelt. And so I would drive by those buildings every day, and I was like, oh, that must be so cool. I assumed that whoever lived upstairs worked downstairs, but I didn't know if that was the case for all of those places or not, because I think one of them was like a barber shop for a while.
Yeah, that's not the case. The pizza place, which is now closed, Tammy, she lived above for the same 20 years I have. And so the two of us, we're the only ones that live upstairs and work in the shop downstairs. There's a couple others who own the store and own the building, but most of there's only 10 units, and at least 6 of them are rentals. So there's an investor that owns the unit.
Oh, I see.
Kind of sad. The idea was owner-occupied and live above your store, and it just doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, because you can't restrict the investors from coming in.
unfortunately, in a thing like that. Because then you get like those Airbnbs, and it's not people who live there, it's transients. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean people that aren't invested in the place.
Luckily, these are all, even the renters have a business that they're trying to make successful. So they're invested in a different way, but they do take care of the unit, or so it seems.
So now you've been featured in Axios and Phoenix New Times, and I think even AZ Family, I believe I saw it on.
Yeah, we've been lucky. I reached out early on to New Times and AZ Central, which is a product of the Republic. And then recently, 12 News reached out to us right before the 4th of July and said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing a 4th of July hot dog segment in our studio? And at first, I thought it was a fake call. And then we looked her up, and she was legit. And I was like, hell yeah, we're there. Just let us know when, what time, and we'll be there. And it's our first TV experience, and we were a little nerve-wracked. We're like, what do we bring for props? How do we set this up? So I did a little research and just seen what past guests brought. And we brought our A-game, I think. Folks can check it out on the 12 News website.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I was like, oh, the pros, they're good at this. I figured you had media experience. So that's awesome. That was actually your first TV hit.
Rehearsed.
Yeah, I agree. Being where you are, how much does the art and culture of Roosevelt Row, like I said, how does that kind of shape the things that happen in that area for you all? Is there lots of events? Is it just First Fridays? It seems like there's more these days with all, there's more buzz than there used to be.
I think what's happened is the breweries are taking over a lot of the art galleries. This was a starving artist neighborhood 30, 40 years ago. And it, like all starving artist communities, they get overtaken, and that's what's happened. So there are some art galleries left, but more it's the breweries, the restaurants, and us. And so what's been left, though, is some wonderful murals. And you see them just driving down the street, but the best thing to do is to walk up and down all the alleys between 1st Street and 6th Street. Because the murals are up and down all the alleys. It's just beautiful work that's done. And then what we did to blend ourselves into the community a little bit more is we have a mural that was painted on our half counter wall. So when you walk in as a customer, you'll see this mural under the counter. And it is basically, if you stood across the street and took a snapshot of our side of the street, you would... The mural is what you might see. And so our unit is part of it. And Donnie and I are walking our dog down the street.
And everyone's hot dogs. All the people are hot dogs. It's a hot dog world.
It's a hot dog world. Yeah, we love all of the art that's down there. My husband plays Pokemon, and so what he'll do is he'll look and see if it's a Pokestop, and if it's a new art, it's not, then he'll nominate it as one, and then it'll become a Pokestop. So... We love all the stuff that's down there. For someone,
one of the other things.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say another important thing that's around here is there's gay history. The 307 Lounge was one of the original gay bars here in Phoenix, and it was right here on Roosevelt Row in the space now occupied by where Petal House is. Petal House is a brewery, and Saki House is right in front of that. Those are also great local spots, but. In that spot was the original 307 Lounge. I'm not sure if folks can remember way back then. Lily, do you remember the 307 Lounge?
So ironically, I did not. However, I did have a guest on, the hip historian, and he did educate me about the 307 Lounge. And I felt so bad that I literally worked at that corner for six years and did not know that was there.
Donnie and I have been around long enough that we both went to the 307 Lounge at least once or twice in our youth. I'll say.
Oh,
and
wow.
Really, it was fantastic because you would walk in there, and this was a seedy, dangerous area back then. So you risked your life just getting out of your car. And then once you get into the 307, it's built with hustlers, trans,
drag queens,
gay guys, a few lesbians.
They did a Monday morning. I think it was called fantastic. Monday Morning Madness. And they'd have a drag show. And honestly, I knew a couple of guys who were retired. And they would go down there on a Monday morning. They'd get sloshed and watch a drag show.
I attended Monday Morning Madness with two teachers. And they invited me. And I was like, I'm not sure what to expect. So it was like at 8 o'clock in the morning it started. And we show up and it's just these beautiful queens representing their art and us getting sloshed on margaritas at low prices throughout the day. And it was one of the best things I ever did, and I never did it again.
I want to know what those teachers were teaching.
They were great.
I'm sure.
It was a great experience.
It sounds like
it.
Wow, so I didn't realize. So you both grew up around here.
Chris is a native of Arizona. I, however, had family. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I had family that lived here. My uncle was a manager of the Ben Avery shooting range. And as a kid from Los Angeles, it was fantastic. They'll come in the summertime, worst time to come. And I would stay with them over the summertime for my vacation over summer before going back to school. And I was in the desert. I was immersed in open space, wild animals, guns. In LA, I was experienced with guns, but in a different way.
Right.
And so I just fell in love with Arizona the moment that I stepped on the sand here. And so I would frequent Phoenix with my family. And I decided after high school that I wanted to go to NAU. So I went to NAU and I stayed there for 3 years. I was an oddball because I was androgynous at that time. And they didn't know how to handle me. And I didn't experience anything negative because I was so brave in who I was that it took them aback. And so it was a great experience for me, but I did experience some negative stuff from the staff at that time and professors that was uncalled for. It was passive aggressive homophobia.
Hmm.
And I didn't want to be a part of that. But anyway, so I attended NAU. I dropped out of there and I lived in Phoenix for a few years. I worked for US West with the local phone company here in Arizona, and they employ probably 90% of the homosexuals in Phoenix.
A lot of them, yeah.
And they were an open company way back then.
Yeah.
And they supported gay couples, benefits, you name it. They were still supportive and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And for our younger audience, a phone is something that is like your mobile phone, but was hooked to a line in the ground.
Exactly. It was a landline. And you had cables that ran into your home, and every time it rained here, they would go out. But US West at that time was the only local phone company. Right. So everyone had US West. And so anyway, so I worked here till the 90s. I got a buyout when I was at US West. They got taken over by another company. And at that time, I decided I wanted to live in San Francisco. So I took my package that they gave me and I relocated to San Francisco. And I lived there for several years. And I lived in Los Angeles again for a while. I took care of my mom. She came down sick. And then after she passed, then I traveled the country and I ended back here in Arizona. And it was a choice. And it's a great place to live, and I love Phoenix and I love Arizona.
Yeah, it's funny because I was in the Midwest and I was trying to get towards LA Hollywood because of the beach and ocean. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want. And Kansas City, cost of living in LA, not quite the same. Phoenix was a nice happy medium. So I'm like, okay, I'll do Phoenix and then I'll build up and then I'll go to LA. And then I lived in Phoenix so long that I actually fell in love with Phoenix. And as much as I went to LA, I realized I didn't like LA. I like the ocean, but I did not like LA itself. So I stayed in Phoenix.
Phoenix is great. And you don't have all the traffic.
Right.
And you don't have all the superficial people in LA that you have here. Phoenix people are wonderful. I haven't experienced a negative experience in Phoenix. Everyone's so open and wonderful.
Yeah, I joke that Phoenix is really the Midwest people that didn't want to be settlers anymore. Their family were settlers. They settled in the Midwest, and they're like, yeah, we're done settling. We're moving on to someplace else.
Yeah, for Phoenix, it's a great place. I love it.
To someone like myself who's never been to Roro Dogs before, what's the must-try combo on the menu as a meat eater, I'll say?
We have 8 specialty dogs. And we did a little bit more traditional. We have the Chicago dog, which is our best seller by far. And then we have the chili cheese and the Sonoran. And those two are the next best sellers. And I don't know, we have a surprise hit. We call it the picnic dog. And if you think about a picnic, as I tell you what's on it, especially a picnic when we were kids, So it's got a dill pickle, but then it's got coleslaw, and it's got the all beef dog, and it's got baked beans and mustard and crumbled barbecue potato chips.
Ooh.
And if you think about childhood, what did your mother give you probably? Pork and beans and a picnic?
Oh, yes.
So we just put it all together on a hot dog. And I got to tell you, a lot of people have been surprisingly pleased and come back for it over and over. So
that's the one I'm going to try.
That's worth your time. Yeah.
We do have a wink to the gay community. One of our dogs is called the Flamer, which we created. And the Flamer is what a flamer is. And so we embraced it, and we created a hot dog called the Flamer, and it's everything spicy. It's got jalapenos, scorched peppers, sriracha mayo, and it's crumbled, crunchy.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos are crumbled on top.
Ooh.
If you like spice.
I do. Oh, so see, I've got to go back.
I tell people it won't burn your mouth off, but it will get your attention.
The jalapenos alone.
It's plenty hot.
And then the spicy Cheetos. Ooh, I love the spicy Cheetos.
And the sport peppers. And the Cajun and the sausage. Cajun implies there's some spice in it. And it's got a nice little kick to it. So spices are coming from everything but the bun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our dogs are sourced locally.
That was just what I was going to ask. How do you get your dogs? You said locally, is local sausage package?
We get them from Shriners. Yeah, Shriners is a sausage factory up on 7th Street north of Osborne.
Okay.
They've been there since the 50s, and they have over 60 different sausages.
Oh, wow.
And so we get our all-beef sausages from all-beef hot dogs from them. And we also get the Cajun andouille sausage from them.
Yummy. Now, did you say the sausage? No,
they have the best chorizo in town.
Oh.
If you like chorizo, they have the best chorizo.
Very cool. And you have a vegan option as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We had to include a vegan option. This area has a lot of young students and people that, you know, are vegetarian or vegan. And so we introduced a vegan dog, and we put everything on there, the full garden, the tomatoes, the lettuce.
Hummus and avocado spread.
And mustard on top.
Yeah.
And we use the Light Life Smart Dog, which is a plant-based dog. And it's pretty delicious for vegans. And we don't get a whole lot of vegans here for some reason. I don't think that we advertise our vegan dog enough, but we do have that option, and hopefully it'll pick up.
And you can put our vegan dog on any one of them. So if you just want a vegan dog, but you also want a Chicago dog, we'll replace the all beef with the vegan dog. And a lot of vegans do that. They'll get the Chicago dog.
Or you can create your own and put whatever topping you want on.
Awesome. And do you see plans at expanding in the future, a second location?
Probably not.
Okay.
This is Chris again, and I'm looking at retirement. And it's possible that we may do some catering. We already have a truck. It's not converted. It's just a hollow truck, but we could do that. We talked about doing some delivery to the local breweries here that don't sell any food at all. We think that might be another option for us. So we might expand in those small ways, but we're working out of a 300-square-foot shop. So we don't have a lot of room for a lot of things.
Yeah, right. And it does have restrictions within this community because of the HOA. They require that we close by 10 p.m. So any business that's attached within this HOA has to close by 10 p.m., which is killer for hot dogs because killer hot dogs take off after 10 p.m. till about 2 to 3 a.m. because the bar crowd really hits the hot dogs at the stands and that kind of stuff.
And do they make any kind of exceptions for the first Friday option or anything?
We've never asked.
Oh, okay.
And we could request permission, and they might allow 11 o'clock, but probably no later.
Got it.
But we haven't asked.
And to be honest, after that time of first Friday, any later, it gets a little rowdy sometimes, or it gets a little rambunctious, and we're two old guys, and we just are in bed by 10 p.m. most nights. So
once the alcohol is flowing, I'm napping.
Exactly. Smoking and then napping.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I guess I never thought of that as far as the HOAs for your living and business situation. Are there any other restrictions that you have to work in because of something like that?
The only other obstacle we have maybe just due to the shop is that of our size, we don't have indoor seating. So all of our seating is outdoors in front on tables, and we have a couple of bistros. And in the summertime, like now, it's a real killer for us because folks want to be air-conditioned while they eat, understandably. And so it's a little tough. That makes it tough for us as well.
Understood. And before I let you go, how do folks follow you, support you, come on down to your shop when you're opening back up?
We're opening, so we're going to close for the month of August. It's a tough month. And so we'll be opening back up first Friday of September. I'm not sure what date that is off the top of my head.
It's the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. So we'll do that. And then I'm not sure what our exact hours will be, but you can find us on Google. And you can find us on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And just look up Roro Hot Dog. And you should find us.
I've been following you on
our profile pictures, our logo.
I've been following you on Instagram, and I like your Wiener Wednesday videos, so they make me giggle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Wiener Wednesday is our busiest day, and it's half-price hot dogs. And I really encourage folks who may scoff at our prices to come down on a Wiener Wednesday, get a half-price hot dog, and experience and judge for yourself based on the taste and the quality of the dog that we provide here.
Right.
And just to emphasize that we're a gay-owned and operated business and that we are visibly a gay shop. So it's important to us to have visibility as a gay business and as gay men here in Phoenix, because there is a huge gay population here. And I want them all to know that we are part of this community. We are part. You are brothers and sisters. And we welcome you here in this safe space for all of our community.
Yeah. Again, the idea is to connect, promote, network.
And have fun, I think.
And have fun. We have fun no matter what. We make it fun.
Exactly. First so. And foremost.
Awesome.
Wow, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day. I know it's crazy trying to run a business and start a business, so I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Yeah, and thank you for promoting us.
Another reason we love this community.
Phoenix, lock it down. On Saturday, October 11th, the Anvil parking lot transforms into The Yard Outdoor Prison Party. From 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., the gates swing wide, and you're sentenced to one unforgettable night. Inside The Yard, Leather Rob is serving up cruel and unusual punishments. Explore the tented areas, let loose in the dog pound puppy mosh pit, and don't miss the jail sale fundraiser, where you can file charges for your friend's arrest or pay their bail, just bring them free. All raising money for Alzheimer's. And then the heat gets turned up with the date and inmate auction. Four sexy prisoners, and then there's myself, are all on the block. Winners score a full date package, $25 bar tab, $25 Uber gift card, and $25 offshoot gift card, with more venues in the mix. The countdown is on. The Yard Outdoor Prison Party, Saturday, October 11th at the Anvil. Gates open at 9. Phoenix, it's time to serve your sentence.
You are about to embark on a hero's journey. You will do something you never thought you could do. Destiny awaits, and you cannot escape it.
Very funny, Valentina. You can just say take out the trash next time.
Honey, in this house, we're all your friends. What's your name?
I'm Simon.
I'm Mama Moo Moo. This is my place. Every drag performer is unique.
Thank you, I love you boys.
The name's Dinah. Dinabolical.
Cry, you miserable queens! Igor! Showtime!
When you fall in love with you, your star begins to glow. But when you put that up to use, you become a star.
are you?
The name's Maxi LaWow.
Maxi LaWow!
Maxi LaWow, Super Shiro, available on iTunes, Apple TV, and wherever you stream your superpower.
Girl, I'm a super queen.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
A huge thank you again to Donnie and Chris from Roro Dogs for joining us at the Rainbow Tinted Microphone and also for hanging with us in San Francisco. Folsom was already amazing, but sharing it with friends from Phoenix made it really feel like home. And speaking of home, it's almost time. Our very own Phoenix Leather Pride Week is happening next week, and the Arizona Men of Leather have a full slate of events lined up. Thursday kicks off with the Milkshake Ball at Stacy's at 9 p.m. or hit the Bluff Cigar Social plus Bondage Karaoke at Newtown Saloon, also at 9 p.m. Friday, it's Leather Happy Hour at the Anvil from 6 till 8. Then Chrome at Bunkhouse with DJ Moody, Hi Sir, and DJ Emerson at 9. Saturday brings the big one, The Yard, outdoor prison party at the Anvil from 9 to 1 a.m. And on Sunday, there's Corsets and Kink, women's tea dance at Boycott from 2 till 6, plus the Leather Gear DJ party at Bunkhouse with DJ Moody and Hi Sir from 2 till 6. Full details, as always, are at phoenixleatherpride.org. And before we wrap up, a little teaser. Bear Union is coming back to Phoenix. We absolutely love the Palm Springs version, and we cannot wait to see it land right here in our desert community. Stay tuned for more details on that. I also want to take a moment to thank Daddy Cat Eric for the glow, the connection, and the experience. That energy is what fuels me, and it's a part of what makes this podcast and this community so powerful. Most importantly, thank you, all of you listening. We do this podcast for you, to build community, to help us all feel a little more connected, to normalize what should already be normal, our humanity, our joy, our erotic experiences. This is about standing together, not being divided.
And that's why we do this podcast, not for us, for you, to tell your stories, to amplify your voices, to remind each other that we're still here and we're not going anywhere. We don't have a broadcast tower humming in the desert, but we do have you, and that means everything. So if you want to support the podcast and keep this going, share it with a friend. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit gayphx.com for photos, events, and more ways to plug in. And keep showing up for our partners. Show up for our venues, our artists, our nonprofits, because when they are strong, we are all strong. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Thank you for listening, thank you for loving, and thank you for being a part of this family.
And finally, on a very personal note, a very special happy birthday and happy anniversary to my husband, Brian. I literally would not be here today if it wasn't for your support. Your push to do better and be better is an inspiration every day. You take care of me. You make sure I'm good. I can't thank you enough. I love you. And Phoenix, we'll be back next week.
We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side. We're together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.